If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me.
It is absolutely good for us to be rid of all those sin-filled lifestyles, but exchanging all those bad habits for just new habits and traditions, no matter how positive they may be, is fruitless and foolish.
This is Wings of the Morning, a program designed to help you soar above the clouds of another day on the wings of faith and prayer. Wings of the Morning is brought to you every Sunday at this time on WDEL under the direction of the Reverend Thomas Lehman, President of Sunday Breakfast Mission, Wilmington, Delaware. And now, here to share the good news of the gospel, Reverend Tom Lehman.
Thank you, Jerry. My friend, there are always funny videos of animals doing things like humans, or maybe just strange things. They may be on a cable channel or maybe just some internet sensation gone viral. Of course, you don't need TV or internet if you have pets. Just watch them for a while, and without any training on your part, that pet is just routinely circling their bed before they lay down or pulling pieces of their food out of their bowl and depositing them in a strange place or doing something else that's a habit for them and an amusement or irritant for you. Of course, who cannot laugh at the hamster running for his life on a wheel going nowhere? Well, my wife grew up on a farm and has many funny stories about the animals. But the one that comes up most often, even amongst her relatives and friends from her growing up, is the dog that the family called Minnie Horse, who followed her farmer dad all around and especially would jump up either on top of his truck or in the scoop of his front loader and ride down the road. Animals and their habits are great. But we humans are creatures of habit as well, and often to our detriment, replacing a bad habit with just another routine, which is really not the answer. And that's what we're talking about today on Wings of the Morning. But right now, listen to Jeremy Camp. He sings, Jesus Saves.
Hope is here. Shout the news to everyone. It's a new day, peace has come. Jesus saves, mercy triumphs at the cross. Love has come to rescue us. Jesus saves. Hope is here, what a joyful noise we'll make as we join with heaven's song. Of life, sing it through the darkest nights. Jesus saves. Free at last, what a joyful noise we'll make as we join with heaven's song to let all the world know that Jesus saves. Saves, we'll sing it out. Jesus saves. Raise a shout to let all the world know that Jesus saves. Shout it out to let all the world know that Jesus saves.
In the letter that the Apostle Paul wrote to the church at Colossae, he says this: "So then, just as you receive Christ Jesus as Lord and continue to live in Him, rooted and built up in Him, strengthened in the faith as you were taught, and overflowing with thankfulness, see to it that no one take you captive through hollow and deceptive philosophy, which depends on human tradition and the basic principles of this world, rather than on Christ. For in Christ, all the fullness of the deity lives in bodily form, and you have been given fullness in Christ, who is the head over every power and authority. In Him, you were also circumcised in the putting off of the sinful nature." Then at the end of this chapter, which is chapter 2, he explains that the strategy that they have been seduced in following, this wrapping themselves in traditions, is a problem because, as he says, they lack any value in restraining sensual indulgence. Okay, before this all gets too complex, let's set up the scenario for them and many of us. These Colossians had had deep habits of sexual immorality, impurity, lust, even filthy talk, perversions, and they also had major issues of anger and greed and slander and hatred. This was their B.C., before Christ's days. That's what they looked like. So Paul starts out reminding them that they're no longer in the B.C. days, but they're in the A.C. days, the after Christ has come days. They had received Christ and continued to live in Him. And when you think about that for them and us, that's major. Do you hear that? They're in Christ. We were this mess of junk-filled lives living like animals who have no morals, willing to be immoral whenever, perhaps, or willing to hate and be angry, sometimes filled with rage, or willing to put things above anyone else in greed and selfishness. And then Jesus came in and everything changed. That lifestyle was no longer comfortable or appealing because something had changed. We know what changed. Jesus was in us. We were in Christ. But then the old life reared its ugly head. An old friend popped in, a picture, a television program revived old feelings. And then we or you are enticed. You're tempted. And then fell. What then? Well, you want to stop it. Someone says you need to repeat a phrase 10 times a day, and that will stop it. Maybe you need to just go to support meetings every day, or even just be in church, maybe even every day. Maybe if you bury your head in your job or volunteer every night after work, you will occupy your head with good things, and it will stop. Or maybe it's all about wearing certain clothing, eating certain foods, following a certain preacher. Get your habits in line, and you will not be tempted. That's the story, or is it? But the last set of words that we read in this passage condemns this whole approach. It is absolutely good for us to be rid of all those sin-filled lifestyles. But exchanging those bad habits for just new habits and traditions, no matter how positive they may be, is fruitless and foolish. They may occupy your hands and feet and head for a time, but eventually your heart is still going to be drawn away. So what can you do? What can we do? Well, Paul talked about circumcision, and not the kind that cuts you physically. Paul tells them that when they received Christ, that he cut off, circumcised the impact, the stranglehold of all that fleshy sin. He says they died and were buried. That is, that dictatorship of sin was buried and were raised to new life. That's why they sensed such a big change and began to live differently. And so did we and you if you accepted Christ. So now, when they and we are looking for this best way to keep from sin and immorality and live for Christ, he says, don't change your habits first, but rather run to Jesus to root you like a tree, build you up like a skyscraper, strengthen your faith with his presence in you, giving you a heart filled with gratitude because you are doing good when you don't even know how it's happening. You see, when Christ, who is the fullness of God, dwells within you in all his fullness, and you let him have control, he lives through you, and he does good. So, my friend, let him in. If you know him, look to him to live through you. New habits will come, and that's good, but only after Jesus controls. So, why don't you pray with me? Dear Jesus, I want you to come and take control. Cleanse me from all my sin and live in my heart and life. In Jesus' name, amen. If you prayed that prayer, would you call me, write me, somehow contact me? You can call me at 877-306-HOME. That's 877-306-4663. Or you can write me online at sundaybreakfastmission.org, sundaybreakfastmission.org. I want to send you something to help you in your new life, and may God richly bless you.
You've been listening to Wings of the Morning on 1150 AM and 101.7 FM WDEL. You're invited to share in this ministry by addressing your communications to Sunday Breakfast Mission, Post Office Box 352, Wilmington, Delaware, 19899. That's Sunday Breakfast Mission, Post Office Box 352, Wilmington, Delaware, 19899. And listen again next week at the same time for another broadcast of Wings of the Morning.